This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, in that, we're ever so slowly but surely warming up in Kansas. It's time to welcome back into the regular rotation Raymond Cloyd. Raymond is a horticultural entomologist with K-State Research and Extension. Well, Raymond, quite an assortment of insect issues that have already come to your attention. And clover mites, you say, here's one we don't talk about all that often.
Yeah, Eric, glad to be back. Yeah, clover mites are mites, red mites, and they start invading your homes. We've had a number of the highest number of inquiries we've ever had of people calling in and complaining about red mites entering their home. The distinguishing characteristic about clover mites is their front legs are very long. They come in and they cluster around the corners and to stay there. The problem is you don't want to squish them because they give off a red stain. But what we do recommend if you have clover mites entering is put some sticky tape around the window sills where they're coming and capturing, and then have your outside treated with an insecticide, one of the pyrethroid-based insecticides. Now, what about some non-chemical means? Well, keep your turf grass about 2 feet away, because they do feed on turf grass. They do feed on turf grass as a pest. That would mean they'd have to cross like a mulch barrier, and that could be harmful to them. They usually show up in the spring and then the fall, invading the homes.
Just a quick note, do they bite perhaps?
They're a nuisance. They do not bite, although they do leave that red stain. Yeah. You can vacuum them up, put them outside, but you need to find the source outside where they're coming in from. Do not spray the inside of your house with an insecticide, okay, because of some potential side effects. But you can hire a pest management professional or buy one of the active ingredients is permethrin, widely used. It kills them, but also forms a barrier around the area where they come in through the cracks and crevices or through the window sills of your home. So put the yellow sticky tape out, and that'll give you a kind of a monitoring way to figure out are the populations reduced or not, and then it'll help you to know, well, do I need to do another treatment or not so much.
Moving to what apparently is a pest on pine trees, the Nantucket pine tip moth, Raymond?
Yeah, this is a pest of Christmas trees pretty much. And we have a number of producers that monitor, and there's three generations per year in Kansas, generally, depending on temperature and environment. And so the first generation of moths are being captured in these monitoring devices. That tells the producer that within a couple of weeks they probably should spray because the females will lay eggs and the larvae tunnel into the tips. That's why it's called Nantucket pine tip moth of a tree. And once they're in there, you'll see the tips dying back. And of course, if you're growing Christmas trees or any plant, that's really not acceptable.
You don't want to let them go, it doesn't sound. You need to respond somehow.
You, like I said, once you start picking up the adults in these monitoring traps with the others, they're traps with sticky material with a lure for the male. They capture the male, and you figure about 7 days, the females will mate, and then the female will lay eggs. And that's when you want to have like a protective barrier insecticide on the tips. You don't have to treat the entire tree, just mostly the tips. And then so when the eggs are laid and the larvae emerge or close from the eggs, they come into that barrier and kill. Once they're inside the tips, it's pretty much too late.
Shield your pines from the Nantucket pine tip moth, and that needs to happen relatively soon now. And the eastern tent caterpillar will be making its presence known relatively soon, you say?
Yeah, it should be out right now with plums and apples and cherries, anything in the rosaceae family leafing out. They'll form these nests in the crotches of trees. They're very distinct. They'll come out during the daytime to feed in the leaves, hide, and you just have to open one of those up and you'll see the caterpillars, lots of black material, which is the fecal deposits or frass. But yeah, they're one of our earliest caterpillar pests that comes out. And if you don't control them or manage them, they just basically eat all the foliage in the tree, basically is stressed because it can't photosynthesize or produce food.
So spray for the tent caterpillar then?
You can spray, but if this time of year you can open the nest up and let the birds eat them, if need be, you can spray, and it's probably best to contact your extension office for some recommendations.
Well, we're back in the routine, Raymond, so we'll have you again Mike's side in a few weeks. Appreciate it.
Always enjoyed, Eric. Look forward to our next visit.
He's Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist at Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over the K-State Radio Network.